long time.
Let's get inside the the Bombers camp, because Jake Batrick is downstairs and he has Matty Leuenberger. Jake.
I do, Matt. Thanks for joining us on 6PR Footy. The boys looked very disappointed coming into the rooms after that, understandably. Straight into a meeting, what was said after the game?
Oh, look, just basically talking about what it takes to play at the elite level. Wish it's sort of been, you know, banging on about getting the basics right, and we didn't get that done tonight. And we're just sort of taking small steps in trying to be at the level that's needed to play elite footy.
The team's been in good form, even though the wins haven't been as free-flowing as you would have liked. Does that make tonight's result a little more difficult to swallow?
Yeah, it does. I mean, tonight was real disappointing. I reckon we played... This would be one of our worst games of the year. I think we might have won the last quarter, but we got smashed in the other three. So, yeah, really disappointing, because other weeks we sort of, although we haven't been winning, we've been sort of competitive for a bigger percentage of the game. So, yeah, a bit of a letdown tonight.
The crowd was giving fantastic support to Ryan Crowley throughout the game. I'm not sure if you caught much of it, but obviously, have you spoken to him after the game? He obviously went down with that hammy. Do you know how he's feeling?
Yeah, I just briefly chat to him. I think he's done his hammy, so he's obviously pretty flat about that. And I think he's pretty close to 200, so I think every game is going to start counting for him. So we're all behind him. We want him to get there. But it was nice for the Freo fans to get behind him and stuff like that. So yeah, a bit disappointing for Crows, but yeah, we'll get around him.
I'm going to handball it upstairs to Carl Langdon, Mark Reddings and Peter Bell.
Matty, how did you find your individual matchup with John Griffin? I thought you guys had a fascinating duel.
Yeah, it was a good battle. It was sort of, it kept going forward on me, which was sort of pretty challenging for me. It sort of, transition was sort of going their way, and I was just working, felt like he was making me work hard forward, which got the game on his terms, and then I'll just try to claw it back around the contest because that was sort of a 50-50 ball for us. So that's sort of how I saw our battle.
You've had a horrible run with injury for a number of years in your time up at the Brisbane Lions. You look to be moving really well. It must be great to have some confidence back in the body.
Yeah, it's great. My standards are a bit lower these days. I'm just grateful to be playing. So, and with that, I feel like by the week I'm sort of getting better, getting more confident in my own body, getting more involved at training, doing more during the week, and having a bit more trust in my body and what it can tolerate. And hopefully the results will sort of follow in my footy. So I'm just enjoying a clean run at the moment, and hopefully it continues.
Matty, obviously it's a unique year for Essendon with players coming back into the system in 2017. John Worsfold, we see his positive demeanour, I presume, behind closed doors and inside the four walls at the Bombers. He's been fantastic with his encouragement and trying to improve the squad.
Yeah, Wush is brilliant. I mean, I can't think of anyone who'd be better for the job, considering the circumstances that we're in. He's such a level kind of character. Just bangs on about getting the basics right, keeps it simple, and he keeps the guys in pretty good morale considering the circumstances. So I can't speak higher about the bloke. I love him. So yeah, it's a thrill to rock up every day with him.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate it. All the best for the rest of the season.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Matthew Leuenberger there from the Bombers. Andrew's